Now I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you be in agreement and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same purpose. We'd have a hard time finding better words from our friend Paul on the day of our annual parish meeting, where we look at where we've been over the last year and begin to look at how we best serve our Lord Jesus Christ at Grace Church in Anniston, Alabama in the year 2014. As we continue our sixth year of ministry together, I have to say that I consider myself incredibly blessed to be here with you all at Grace. When I was interviewing here at Grace, the church was described to me as a sweet church. I wasn't sure what to make of that descriptor. It sounded a little candy-coated. And knowing Alabama as I did, I was concerned that this was a coded message for backbiting, passive-aggressive, bless your heart and stab your back kind of church. I was glad I was wrong. While I'm not sure I would describe Grace as a sweet church, I would say that this is an incredibly active, involved, welcoming, and vibrant parish where there is never a dull moment and rarely a moment's rest. That is a good thing. Grace is also a parish that is healthy. Paul's word about being in agreement, there being no division, and being united and in the same mind for the same purpose doesn't make us squirm too much, or at least those words should not. We do well together. We may not agree on all things, but we come together at the table and work to spread God's love and reach out to the world in Christ's name. Just this week, I had a call from someone in another parish, not in this town, lest your curious minds wonder, who had been giving a presentation at the vestry retreat. Upon hearing that the parish newsletter would be moving to a digital format with printed copies available at the church and mailed to those who could not come to church to pick them up, and also a small staffing change, the vestry retreat disintegrated into a shouting match where one vestry member left in a fury. You know, we've done those very same things this year. We've moved the newsletter to a digital format and made copies available in print for those who prefer it that way. And to my knowledge, no one has been angry to the point of stomping out. The glossy mail-out was wonderful, but the times, they are changing, and this parish is able to change and grow and continue to share the love of God to all. And for that, and for your gracious accommodation, I give thanks. At the parish meeting, you will be given a lot of numbers, including the demographics of our parish. If you look around, you will see that we are gracefully aging. With that, I trust we're also becoming wiser. Brian McLaren does a lot of work with first half of life and second half of life issues. First half of life, McLaren says, is a time of accumulating, and second half of life is a time of divesting, getting rid of things and the unnecessary, and focusing on that which is crucial for meaning. Looking at our demographics, that is where we, the majority of Grace Church, are. So we will begin to explore over the next year, and probably years, what is important as we age. How do we age with grace? And how do we care for those we love who are aging, either with grace or without? To start, this will be a subject of classes on Sunday mornings beginning in Lent, titled Aging with Grace, and on Wednesday evenings, a class titled Honor Your Father and Mother, Following the Commandments with Aging Parents. There's a lot of anxiety in the world today. Our media thrives on anxiety because our culture thrives on anxiety. Healthiness doesn't sell, nor does security, so we never hear about those places where life is good and all is well, and that's a shame. Our senses are primed for the dramatic and the dreadful. but we will not find that here at Grace. We are a lively parish that is engaged with the world and is grateful for the beauty of our place of worship. The psalm for today reminds us, if we become disheartened, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom then shall I be afraid? One thing have I asked of the Lord, one thing I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the fair beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple." We have been blessed by those who have gone before, who loved their Lord and loved Grace Church, and made certain that this poem in Cedar and Stone would be a hallmark for this community and a light shining the presence of God in Anniston. We are also thankful for the gifts of those who continue to honor this tradition and commit to the continued worship and ministry of Grace Church with one mind and one spirit. We have so very much to be grateful for here at Grace. As we gather today in prayer, our collect was this: "Give us grace, O Lord, to answer readily the call of our Savior Jesus Christ and to proclaim to all people the good news of his salvation, that we and the whole world may perceive the glory of his marvelous works." One would think that all the readings and the prayers were chosen specifically for the day of our annual parish meeting, to encourage us, to engage us, and to charge us to continue to do the work that we have been called to do. Thank you, Lord, for calling us, for engaging us, and for reminding us that it is your work we are called to do. Continue to guide your church and be ever present in all that we do here and in your world. Amen.